Some of the examples are dramatic. The average airfare from Minneapolis to Milwaukee, down 55% from the fourth quarter of 1998 to the same time in 1999. Minneapolis to San Antonio, down 29%. To Seattle and Boston, down 20%. Those are four of the 12 routes which Sun Country Airlines has been offering daily flights on over the past year. Low-fare carriers Vanguard and Frontier have been in the Twin Cities for the past 5 years, but with relatively limited service. Travel analyst Terry Tripler of OneTravel.com says Sun Country's effort has been a much more serious challenge to Northwest.
Northwest has a reputation for a tough, tough competitor, and Sun Country took them on lock, stock, and barrel and has succeeded. And that has signaled other low-fare carriers that Northwest can be, you can compete with Northwest, and we have suddenly seen our airport open up.
In the last 2 months, two additional low-fare carriers, AirTran and American Transair, have begun scheduled service from Minneapolis. 3M is one of Minnesota's largest employers. It has operations all over the world and an annual travel budget of $70 million, most of it spent on trips in and out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The company's manager of administrative services, Arlene Englert, says 3M has seen changes since Sun Country rolled out scheduled service.
One of the main locations is Detroit. We have a heavy travel in and out of Detroit. It's one area that the costs are very high.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard Northwest Flight 754, service to Detroit.
Engler says when Sun Country launched regular service to Detroit, 3M began building a relationship with the low-fare airline, which led to two daily flights between the two cities. According to Department of Transportation numbers, the cost of flying to Detroit dropped 30% from the fourth quarter of 1998 to 1999. Englert says not only are Sun Country's fares lower, they've also forced down Northwest's prices. Englert says 3M's encouraging employees to use low-fare airlines like Sun Country whenever possible.
That has definitely lowered our costs. We almost see a trend going sometimes back to Northwest Airlines as long as the fare is the same, which is always a little scary for us from the travel management side, because if we don't support the new carrier, then they're going to leave and the fares are going to shoot right back up, and that's a given.
Sun Country also offers twice dailies to New York and Milwaukee, the home of its parent company, Mark Travel Corporation. CEO Bill LaMacchia Jr. says the airline plans to continue regular service in and out of the Twin Cities, despite losses of $25 million during the first year.
We're committed to this place, and I don't think that you would see us making decisions that we're making if we weren't committed, if we didn't have a belief that this was the right thing. We're behind the eight ball right now, but we're investing.
LaMacchia says he hopes to add frequency to other areas of the country and that Sun Country will be in a better position to do that next year when it begins taking delivery of the first of several new aircraft on order. Sun Country is taking credit for bringing down airfares to several markets, but the low-fare carrier says some of the same statistics consumers are celebrating are evidence of anti-competitive behavior on the part of Northwest Airlines. Sun Country says Northwest is unfairly flooding certain destinations with low fares in an effort to drive away competition. Northwest declined to comment on the allegations. In the past, the airline has repeatedly defended its response to competition as aggressive but legal. Sun Country officials will try to make their case next week at a meeting with federal regulators. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.